Today's morning Murli in English, October 20th, 2025. Om Shanti, Bapdada, Madhuban. Essence. Sweet children, Baba has come with a great deal of interest to teach you. You should also study with that interest. Have the intoxication that God Himself is teaching you. Question. What are the aim and good wishes of you, Brahma, Kumars and Kumaris? Answer. Your aim is to establish a kingdom of happiness and peace in the world once again by following Srimat exactly as you did 5,000 years ago in the previous cycle. Your good wishes are that the whole world will be granted salvation by following Srimat. You say with intoxication, we will grant salvation to everyone. You receive a peace prize from the Father. To change from residents of hell into residents of heaven means to claim a prize. Om Shanti. When students study, they do so in happiness. Their teacher also teaches them with a lot of happiness and interest. You spiritual children know that the Unlimited Father, who is also the teacher, is teaching us with a lot of interest. In other studies, your father is separate from the teacher who teaches you. Some children's father is also their teacher who teaches them. Therefore, he teaches them with a lot of interest because there is also that blood connection. He knows that that child belongs to him and he therefore teaches him with a lot of interest. This father would also be teaching you with so much interest. Therefore, you children should also study with very much interest. The Father is teaching you directly. He only comes once to teach you. You children should have a lot of interest because Baba God is teaching you. He explains everything very clearly. While studying, some children wonder what this is all about. This is the cycle of coming and going in the drama, but they wonder, why was this play created? What benefit is there in it? Will we just continue to go around the cycle all the time? In that case, it would be better to be liberated from this cycle. When they see that they have to continue to go around this cycle of 84 births, they have such thoughts as, why did God create such a play that no one can be liberated from the cycle of coming and going? It would be better to receive eternal liberation, moksha. Many children have such thoughts. They want to be liberated from this coming and going, from happiness and sorrow. The Father says, that can never happen. It is useless to try to attain eternal liberation. The Father has explained that not a single soul can be liberated from his part. An imperishable part is recorded in each soul. Souls are eternal and imperishable. The actors are absolutely accurate. There cannot even be one soul more or one soul less. You children have all of this knowledge. No one can be liberated from playing his part in this drama, nor can anyone attain eternal liberation. Those of all religions have to come down. Number-wise, the Father explains, this is a predestined and eternal drama. You say, Baba, we now know how we go around the cycle of 84 births. You also understand that those who come first must take 84 births. Those who come later would surely take fewer births. Here, you have to make effort. The old world is definitely going to become new again. Because new children continue to come, Baba has to explain everything to you over and over again. Who would teach them the previous lessons? Therefore, when the Father sees new children, he repeats the old points. All of this knowledge is in your intellects. You know how you have been playing your parts from the beginning. You know accurately how you come down number-wise and how many births you take. The Father comes at this time to tell you things of this knowledge. In the Golden Age, you have the reward. It is only at this time that this is explained to you. The term Man Manabhav is written at the beginning and at the end of the Gita. You are being educated so that you can claim a status. You are now making effort to become kings. It has been explained how those of other religions also come down. Number-wise, everyone has to follow the founder of his religion. There is no question of a kingdom. It is just the scripture, the Gita, that has been praised a great deal. It is in Bharat that the Father comes and speaks it and grants everyone salvation. After the founders of religions have died, huge pilgrimage places are built to them. In fact, Bharat, where the Unlimited Father comes, is everyone's pilgrimage place. The Father entered Bharat and granted everyone salvation. He says, you call me the liberator and the guide. I will liberate you from this old world of sorrow and take you to the land of peace and that land of happiness. You children know that Baba will take us to the land of peace and then the land of happiness and that everyone else will go to the land of peace. The Father comes and liberates you from sorrow. Neither does he take birth nor does he die. the Father has come and he will then leave again. You wouldn't say of him that he has died or that he left his body as you would of Shivananda. People carry out the final rites on the departure of a soul. No rites or ceremonies, etc., have to be performed when this Father leaves. You can't even tell when he comes. There is no question of final rites, etc., being performed. The final rites of all human beings are performed, but there are no rites performed for the Father because he doesn't have a body. In the Golden Age, there is no mention of spiritual knowledge or worship. It is only at this time that such things exist. Everyone else only teaches devotion at this time. For half of each cycle, there is devotion, and then at the end of a cycle, the Father comes and gives you your inheritance of this knowledge. This knowledge will not go there with you. There is no need to remember the Father there because you are in liberation. Would you have to remember him there? There are no complaints about sorrow there. Devotion is at first unadulterated, and it then becomes adulterated. At this time, devotion is extremely adulterated. This is called the extreme depths of hell. It is total hell. The Father has now come to make it into total heaven. At this time, there is 100% sorrow. Then there will be 100% peace and happiness. Souls will go and rest in their home. It is very easy to explain this. The Father says, I only come when there has to be the establishment of the new world and the destruction of the old world. It wouldn't be just the one who carries out such a task. Many helpers are also required. It is at this time that you children become the Father's helpers. You are doing true service of Bharat in particular. The true Father is teaching you to do true service. You benefit yourselves, Bharat, and the whole world. Therefore, you should be doing this with a great deal of interest. Baba grants everyone salvation with so much interest. Everyone now definitely still has to receive salvation. This is pure pride. Good wishes. You are doing true service, but in an incognito way. A soul does everything through a body. Many people ask you what the aim of the Brahma Kumaris is. Tell them, the aim of the Brahma Kumaris is to establish the Golden Age self-sovereignty of peace and happiness throughout the whole world. Every 5,000 years we establish peace in the world by following Srimat and claim the World Peace Prize. The king, the queen, and the subjects all claim this prize. To become a resident of heaven from a resident of hell is no small prize. Those people become very happy when they receive a peace prize, but they don't really receive anything. It is we who claim the true prize of world sovereignty from the Father at this time. They say that Bharat is their elevated land. They praise Bharat so much. They all believe that they are the masters of Bharat. However, they are not the masters. You children are now establishing the kingdom by following Baba's Srimat. You don't have any weapons, etc. You imbibe divine virtues, and this is why you are remembered and worshipped. Look how much Amba is worshipped. However, who is Amba? They don't even know if she is a Brahmin or a deity. There are many names such as Amba, Kali, Durga, Saraswati, etc. Here too, there is a small temple to Amba. They show Amba with many arms, but she is not like that. That is called blind faith. When Christ and Buddha, etc. came, they established their own religions. Their times and dates are all known. There is no question of blind faith. Here, the people of Bharat don't know anything about who established their religion or when it was established. This is why it is said to be blind faith. You are now worshippers and you will then become worthy of worship. When you souls are worthy of worship, your bodies too become likewise. You are worshipped in the form of souls, and then because you became deities, you are also worshipped in those forms. The Father is always incorporeal, and he is therefore always worthy of worship. He never becomes a worshipper. It is of you children that it is said, you are worthy of worship, and you are also worshippers. The Father is ever worthy of worship. The Father comes here and does the true service of granting everyone salvation. The Father says, now constantly remember me alone. Don't remember any bodily beings. Many millionaires and billionaires cry out the name of Allah. There is so much blind faith. The Father has also explained to you the meaning of humso, I am that which I was. They say, Shivohum, I, a soul, am the supreme soul. The Father has now told you what is correct. Therefore, now judge for yourselves whether the things you have heard on the path of devotion are right or whether the things Baba is telling you are right. Their explanation of humso is very long and complicated. We are Brahmins and we then become deities, warriors. So which meaning of humso is right? This is how I, a soul, go around the cycle. There is also the picture of the variety form image. They have neither shown the Brahmins, the top knot in this picture, nor even shown the Father. Where do deities come from? How were they created? In the Iron Age, there is the Shudra clan. Therefore, how could the deity clan suddenly come into existence in the golden age? They don't understand anything. People are trapped so much on the path of devotion. Someone studied the Granth and had the thought of building a temple. Therefore, he did that and just sat there and related the Granth. Many people go there and many become followers, but there is no benefit in that. Many shops have emerged. All of those shops will now be destroyed. All of that business exists on the path of devotion, and they earn plenty of money by doing that. Sannyasis say that they are Brahm yogis, yogis who have yoga with the Brahm element. Just as the people of Bharat originally belong to the deity religion, but say that they belong to the Hindu religion, in the same way, Brahm is the element of light where souls reside, but sannyasis have then given themselves the name. The ones who have knowledge of the Brahm element, however, the Brahm element is the place of residence for souls. Therefore, the father explains how they have made such a huge mistake. All of that is their illusion. I have come to remove all of their illusions. On the path of devotion, they say, O God, your ways and means of granting liberation and giving directions are completely unique. No one else can grant liberation. However, they receive directions from so many. The directions you receive here perform such a great wonder. These directions completely change the whole world. The intellects of you children now understand how so many religions come into existence. Later, souls will go and reside in their own sections. All of this is fixed in the drama. You children also know that only the one Father is the bestower of divine visions. Someone said to Baba, "Give me the key to divine visions so that I can grant a vision to someone." Baba replied, "No, no one can be given this key. Instead of that, I grant you world sovereignty. I don't receive that. The part of granting visions is my part alone." When someone has a vision, he becomes so happy, even though he doesn't receive anything. It isn't that when someone has a vision, he becomes free from disease or that he becomes rich. No. Meera had a vision, but she didn't attain liberation. People think that she used to reside in Vaikunth, but where is Vaikunth, the land of Krishna? All of those things are just visions. The father sits here and explains everything. At first, this one had visions of Vishnu, and he became very happy. He saw that he was going to become an emperor, and he also had a vision of destruction, and then a vision of his kingdom. So the faith that he was going to become the master of the world was instilled in him. Then Baba entered him. Okay, Baba, you take all of this. I just want the kingdom of the world. You two have come here to make this bargain. Those who take this knowledge will stop doing devotion. Achcha, to you sweetest, beloved, long-lost, now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, essence for Dharna. 1. Imbibe divine virtues and do true service of Bharat by following Srimat. Bring benefit to yourself, to Bharat, and to the world with a lot of interest. 2. Accurately understand this eternal and imperishable predestined drama and don't make any effort that would waste your time. Don't even have wasteful thoughts. Blessing. May you be constantly immortal and receive greetings as an immortal light from the Father, Deep Raj. Devotees celebrate the memorial of you living Deepaks as the rosary of lights of non-living Deepaks. You ignited living Deepaks become the children and celebrate an auspicious meeting with the master of the Deepaks. Bapdada is seeing an ignited Deepak on the forehead of each of you children. You imperishable children who are forms of immortal light receive greetings from the Deep Raj Father and are receiving the blessing of being immortal. Deepawali is the memorial of the meeting of Deep Raj and Deepranis. Slogan, let I and the Father be so combined that no third person can separate you.